If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
How long has your longest friendship been? You understand? I'm talking about years, right? Because you know when Brati was talking about his oldest friendship from 1989, imagine, right? It's a beautiful thing to grow together, to grow apart, grow back together again, and really to see each other through life's, through life's uppercuts, left cuts, right cuts, life mustn't hate it. Yeah. And also really just to go through the changes of life, all while connected to one another through friendship. Because friendship, you choose. You understand? You think about it. This person, I choose to be in your life. I choose you to also be in my life and to share an intimate space, right? So I want to talk about your oldest friendship. How many years have you two been friends? Hey? And what have you guys seen each other through? Because, you know, each friendship has a chapter that, remember that year that you are living with me, going through them. You understand? Things like that. Do you guys have matching things now? Like your houses look exactly the same because it's that level of a friendship. And most importantly, what is the one thing that you can say that you can rely on them for? And what's the key to maintaining a long friendship? Most importantly, what is the key to maintaining a long-standing friendship? Please talk to me. I want to learn. I want to hear from you. And I want to celebrate your friendships as well.
Angie, Chinabanyu, we've got friends since we were 3 years, a crash. I have a friend named Piwe Msombi. We've been friends since 3 years, a crash. I've got a friend named Jabuzwane. We've been friends since maybe junior high school, but my first grade of school, sub A then. Then I've got another one, still talking on daily basis, Zakes. We've been friends from standard 3 or grade 4, yes. And I've got a Kulanis Bia. We've been friends, I don't know since when. All these people, I met them while we were growing up, junior high school, and some even before school. We're still friends, and I'll tell you if you're Kulumanga now.
So
we're good. It's either we talk or we WhatsApp, then we see each other randomly, but each other.
That's a beautiful thing, man. That's a beautiful thing. Since grade 3. Yeah.
I have 3 friendships, my longest friendships. The latest one, we've been friends with this guy from 2012. And then Elandelayo, it was 2003 and we're still very good friends. And then my longest friendship is my childhood friend, Nkulenaye from Ekaya. I think it's from late 70s until now.
70s.
We are in our 40s now, late 40s, and we are still very close friends with Montella.
Yeah, Ayanda, how are you?
Hi, Makondo, I'm sorry.
Ngo, now talk to me, friendship.
Hi, Sisi. Hey, thank you so much for the good show, first of all.
Oh, and your pleasure. Thank you.
You're so awesome. You're very awesome.
Oh.
Firstly, you know what? I'd like to tell you, Kuti, I've been with this friends with some girl from Eastern Cape for such a long time until now. Since Technicon, we are still friends. I think Indo that keeps us together is experiencing the points that really keep us together, is experiencing new things, is being there for each other, have each other's backs at all times. There must be trust. Have true love amongst us. Be visible at all times.
Yeah.
Respect and set boundaries between this friendship. Be truthful.
How old is your oldest friendship? What is the key that has really kept the two of you together and really within friendship, in love with one another, as friends? What do you think the key is for you two?
I've got a friend, Ufikile.
Yeah.
We've been friends from since 2 years. Now we're 46 years and I can rely on her. No masingabonani, but she's still my friend. Yamthanda because she doesn't judge me. She doesn't, she loves me and I love her. No masingabonani. And she's the one friend that angeka shintshe, akashintshe noma singabonani. Whenever I've got problems, mangimtshela, she listens and ngiyamthanda. She always by my side, always by my side. I love that girl. Ufikile Mposula wase Kempton Park. Ngiyamthanda umngane wami, ngiyamthanda.
Oh man, I love it.
I've been friends with this guy now 21 years.
Sure.
Yeah, he annoys me a lot, but he's a friend of mine. I mean, I feel like like I've known him all my life, you know. He's a buddy of mine. I call him Ninja. He's been my ninja ever since. It's 21 years of pain, but yeah, couldn't have asked for a better friend.
Oh, I love it. 40 years, 21 years of friendship. Yeah, I said, Naibambi tender, hey?
Hey, that's okay. Nothing beats loyalty.
Yeah.
No, kuba there for somebody when they need you. And it should be both. Kungenze kuba, you don't have what they have to offer to them, but stand by them. Giving, it's not all about money, giving them lift, taking them out like they do. Giving, it's giving your time. Reach out to them, pray for them, you know, help where you can. Nobunge na mali, nobaktua, aunani, dinecho mim nezneto, mna, enti. The driving Land Rovers, sure. Drive and don't. But I'm always calling them in my prayers.
Oh.
When they're going through things, I'll be there.
Mm.
What's up? And say, 2 minutes. That's the friendship.
Mm.
You don't have to have things as fanayo, and your life as fanayo, hairstyles as fanayo, face beat as fanayo. No, support, loyalty, caring for each other, love one another. No makukona ma flops na mangeko.
Sure. Busi, would you agree with this?
Yes, I do agree, Andy.
Sure.
I've been friends with my friends. We are a pack of four, so... Our friendship started in a very funny way, though. You know, you become... I was a friend to Ntabiseng, and then there was Tony. We met at work, and then there was Oli who joined the pack, and then we just became this sisterhood.
Oh,
you know, we
that.
Don't judge one another. We don't... We do things together. We tell it like it is. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. We protect one another. We lie for one another.
Hey,
like
on, lie
we
for one
just
another.
Cover. Yes, we cover each other's back.
I love
you know,
that.
Whether be it financially, emotionally, just to be supportive. We are just supporting one another and loving one another to the fullest.
Sure. So how many years has it been as a crew? No by four.
We've been together, I think it's 18 years, because we met in 2007 or 6, I don't know, 18
That's
or 90,
insane.
I think, yeah, somewhere there.
Okay, so now let me say it like this, right? There's four of you now, right? But I'm pretty sure the group was bigger. So how many got eliminated till you came down to the final four?
No, in actual fact, when we met, we were not all friends. We met through mutual friends. So I was friends with Ntabiseng, and I introduced Ntabiseng to Tony, and then Tony introduced us to Koli, and then automatically I think that the energies of the four of us were
just
gelling,
ended,
so we just became the sisterhood. Obviously, we would have other friends outside of our friendship
who
come in and whatever. I'm this one person. I'm very territorial, so I would tell them, "Hey, they're your friends, not my friends. You guys are the people that when I'm sad, when I'm angry, I can pour my heart out to. But the rest, guys, they are fine there when we meet them at that time. But you are my peg, you know. You are the guys who can come to my house and sleep over, and I'll be comfortable with you being in my home, you know.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember the series Girlfriends?
Yes.
You sound like Tony in that group of four. I'm just saying. Tony was the territorial one. Nobody could be friends with him. I'm just saying.
I'm very territorial. They know. They're like, Busi, we're not.
It's this one, the problem child.
Siyabonga,
Busi, aka Tony Child. Siyabulela. I want to hear from you and your friendships. They're your longest standing friendship. How old and how many years has it been that you two have been friends, or you three or four? Right? And also, what do you think is the key to keeping that friendship together for you? Because sometimes the thing that keeps you guys together is different to other friend groups. So I want to hear from you. I want to learn from you as well how to maintain friendships. We heard 40-year friendships since you were two. Hey, talk to me. Let's learn. Longest friendship that you have had and maintained. Mine, I'm on 12 years now. Mbali?
Shoo. The longest one that I've maintained... I'm what? I'm 33? 30 years.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 30 years.
Since you were three?
Yeah.
Hey!
We grew up together. Unomzamo, she grew up a couple of houses away from me. Unomzamo, Nozamo, we actually grew up together. Strangely enough, we all have our own lives, but We're still friends.
Do you still stay in the same arena?
No, we don't.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
good.
We don't.
That
we
needs
do.
To happen in a friendship.
Yeah, we don't stay in the same arena. We don't do the same things. We don't all have kids. One of them is married. Mm-hmm. But yeah, literally the past 30 years.
Sure.
That's the longest one I've had.
Okay, the key to keeping a friendship for 30 years?
We don't have to talk every day.
That part.
Because yeah, we're going to get on each other's nerves.
Hey.
And when you guys fight, just give it some air, you know. If it was built on the right foundation and the right kind of stuff,
you'll come back to
you'll come back to each other. Yeah. We've come back to each other a number of times, you know, and yeah, that's what just keeps it strong. Whenever we do link up, it's like we never were apart.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. JJ?
Yeah. You know, my best friend, we met in varsity, mm-hmm. and we had things in common.
Mm.
Ne, both of us are a bit jajarach. If I can I'm with this stranger,
yeah.
and I'm telling the girl, please take notes for me. I want to go somewhere else for this other lecture.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was at UJ. And she was just like ignoring what I'm saying. And she's like, don't you like how that is? She's talking about a professor now who's teaching mm-hmm. us
Ooh.
How he does this with his hand and the watch.
Hey,
I don't even know
Focus.
You, girl, you know?
Mm.
We're still friends. It's 15 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. What are some of your milestones that you two have gone through together?
Sure.
Like
Every
being
step
mothers,
of the
one.
Way. Being mothers, yes.
Yeah.
Run about the same time, our kids aren't far apart.
Hey! You guys are that in
I'm
sync.
Not
That's insane.
Anything, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's been there throughout. So,
wow.
You know? And for me, it's the, like Umbali was saying, you know? Forgiving each other, you know, giving each other space, because you always find each other. She knows, somebody knows how many times I complain about my best friend. Like, you guys are together again.
And like, you guys are fighting again.
That's hilarious.
You guys are fine now.
And now, if I tell my mom, she'll be like, I'm tired of giving your relationship condolences. You guys are always getting back together.
Yeah.
It's so cute. I love it though. And you know what I think when it comes to friendship, I've realized, and for me, I'm a boundaries person, is to set boundaries. Communicate them, because you can set them with yourself, but if you don't communicate, what are we doing? You know what I mean? JJ?
And yeah, the one thing I love with our relationship is just constantly reminding each other of your dreams.
Oh.
And you push each other. Like, don't forget you wanted to do this.
Yes.
How far are you with that?
Yes.
So it's that as well.
That's real, hey?
Mm.
Because also sometimes you're not ready to hear it. Like, what are you trying to say? I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
I'm hustling as we speak. I love that. I'm learning. Okay, all right. I want to hear from you. Feel good family. Talk to me. When it comes to friendship, how long is your oldest friendship? What are some things that you two have seen each other through? And also, what is the key that you think has kept you two together for so long? Talk to me.
So I have two main friends that stay in the East Rand, Lerato and Okolani. The birthday today, happy birthday to me. And we've been friends for 26 years from high school. Lerato I've known a bit longer, but yeah, 26 years and still going. We've seen each other through everything, advices, breakups, makeups, weddings, kids, everything. And I wouldn't trade them for anything.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, what I can say is now I had a record-breaking friendship. Yeah, I've been friends to Uteboho from Daveyton since 1987. Can you believe? Even today we are still friends. And this is Yakuga manje. We are getting older, but we are still friends since 1987. And the other one is Vustube from also Daveyton is also my friend. Longest also. Yeah. But the one that still amazes me. We are still friends since 1987.
That's incredible. 1987. That's 34 years. Oh. No, that's seeing you through life, Nje. Life. Oh, wow.
My longest friendship, I don't know if you're going to call this a friendship anymore, but to me, it still is kind of a very great friendship. My longest friendship that I've had, and it has to be the friendship I have with my husband. I think we've been friends since we were five. Back in the 80s, we started being friends there because our parents were friends, best friends, and we automatically became friends. And ever since then, we just started becoming great friends. He's seen me through every single thing in life, every worst thing that can ever happen to me. He was even there during my breakups with people, and he's always been a supportive friend that ended up being my husband. So I think it's a friendship about 30-something years, and I think that is the longest friendship I've had.
Oh, that's incredible. Also, please release a big book, because from friends to lovers to boyfriend, girlfriend to wife, husband, and then back to really just being best friends. Beautiful, man. Speaking of love, hey, Tando.
Andy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Talk to me about your longest friendship.
So I don't even know the math, but I met this girl in primary, we were in grade 3. We are 31 years old now.
Hey.
And yeah, she's just the love of my life. I think the secret is that we don't like other people. Yeah, that girl has seen me through it all, and we've actually made a pact that if I fall, we are not married. We are just marrying each other because, wow, you know.
That's 9 years, girl.
Through it all.
That's 9 years. Okay, so if let's say by 14, okay, I'm just saying, I'm looking at the stats right now. If let's say you're in a relationship by 40, are you still going to marry each other, or are you just going to see through the relationship that you're in currently?
Well, our partners just need to know that, you know, we are a package.
Okay.
We actually call each other baby. And
oh, no.
It always raises questions from people that are not used to us or don't know us. You know, like, why is it not baby? Between the two of you, and be like, you know what? That's just the love of my life, taking on you. I can call her at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I know she's got my back.
Yeah.
She's one person I can count on to be honest with me,
mm-hmm.
even if it hurts, even if I don't want to hear it.
Oh.
I know that. She will tell it like it is. And there's nobody else.
What's actually, her name? You haven't told me her name, though.
I can be. Her name is Dombi. Her name is Dombi, my baby.
Oh, no. Guess what? Guess what, Tando?
Yeah.
Dombi's on the line. Hello, Dombi, a.k.a. baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hello, baby.
Oh, no. It's Dombi, since grade 3, Hasana.
Right. And you don't even know the math. We were 10.
10.
It's 21 years.
Okay, so let's talk about what has been the hardest chapter for you two to be friends. The one where you're like, this one, the friendship is digging. Yeah, we might even. It looked like it was going to be a breakup.
And we know we've had a lot of close calls, but we've survived everything. Mm-hmm. I think I lived in England for, I don't know, like 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we faded there a bit, but we came back. When I came back home, but ever since, since then, actually, we've never had any real close calls because we kind of talk about everything.
Oh.
We just call each other out, like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah. So 21 years in, what do you think has been the key for you guys?
She left me to face the world alone.
What did she left me? Dom-doms, what has been the key for you? I want to know from you, what has been the key to keeping your friendship together? One tip that you think keeps you guys together?
Communication.
Free,
yeah.
Sure.
Right?
I think, you know, we're going to keep your numbers, Tando, as well as Ndombe, and I'll check back in 9 years' time.
If we're married.
And see if you're taking or if you're married. Okay, what's going on?
So we made it past the
heartbeats.
I think 9 years is nothing.
Hey, 9 years is nothing. Good luck, girls.
Back in 21 years.
Yeah. I love it. Good luck, girls, and all the best, man. 21 years of friendship, and the love is still there. Talk to me. Oh, man, I'm actually smiling so much, ear to ear. It's a beautiful thing. Talk to me. What's your longest standing friendship? What has been the key to keep you together as friends and really maintaining the friendship as you two grow as individuals and, of course, the friendship grows? Talk to me. I want to hear from you.
You see that thing what you're talking about? We even scrapped out the word friendship. We call ourselves brotherhood. Whenever my brother needs me, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Not my biological brother, but abang and bam. We call each other brotherhood. Only the brave can survive that scheme. So umngani wami mangishota uyangixolisa, makashota ngiyamxolisa, makadinga ukuthi ngiyohambe ngimthengele umfazi wakhe something to eat when he's away at work, I will do that. Brotherhood, that's what matters.
Oh, beautiful thing, brotherhood, man.
I've got this friend of mine, is Chanel Mashinini.
Yeah.
We've been friends since 1998.
Hey.
And we've been through so much with her. We are maturing like fine wine. The thing that sustains our friendship is always communicating, calling each other out and giving each other support.
Mm-mm.
And then there are three friends that I met in tertiary 2002. It's Balisa, Neliswa, and Lele. And I introduced to them Chanel. So we've been friends forever. Like, all these friends of mine are married and I'm not married.
Mm.
But they were always there for me. I was always there for them. They didn't say that because you're not married. you're not going to be our friends anymore. Mm. And I'm the one who's holding them because I've got that nurturing thing, always calling them, checking on them. Are they fine? Like what the previous caller just said, that it's not always about money, but giving support, empathy. We've been through so much. When our friends lost a husband, we were there. One of our friends had cancer. We were there for each other, supporting, praying for each other, calling out each other when we are wrong, and able to still love one another. Our friendship is sustained by love.
Oh man, I think really friendships add so much color into your life, because through it all, through the boyfriends, the girlfriends that come and go, the friendships remain. You know what I mean? It brings the color. You know what I mean? In terms of how you grow as well, it's a beautiful thing. Hey, sure.
Yo, Andy, you know I have no friends. Nana's to show me. I suck at that from when I was a little girl. I've always never made long-lasting friendships, and when we do break up, it's nothing untowards. We just separate. Yeah, on the other hand, based on this topic, my friend, my husband has ichomzake that they call themselves the wolf pack, and they've been friends for since they were young, and they're in their late 30s now, and they're still friends to the point that their friendship irks me, because every weekend is always I need to chill with the wolf pack, and then mnage, what about me? Yeah. And it might come across as if no more, because I'm not sure, so I'm expecting him to be always there. But geez, man can find him sometime. Yeah. And not all of his time is spent with his chums like you. So friendship is great, and I'm grateful that he has friends. And to everybody that has loyal friends, that's great. But I hope your friendship with your friends is not overwhelming to your partners.
Lawrence, what do you have to say to that? Or should I call your partner? Lawrence, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. So is your friendship overwhelming your partner? Gabus, just general?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I've been friends with Nkosinathi Matlango since 1987. And we went to university together, lived together at some point in university. And years later, we got married to sisters. So he's married to the older sister. I'm married to the younger sister.
Wait a minute!
Yes.
Iman landelana so. Hey.
He leaves the house away from my house.
Hey. You guys are literally inseparable.
Literally. We both have sons. They are 2 years apart. Both born in July.
Bonos.
Actually, a year apart. Both born in July, and they are the best of friends. And it's like it's starting all over again.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they can't marry sisters.
Yeah. You don't know that. But Lawrence, I just want to ask you a question. Are you two not forcing your sons to be best friends now? Because it's like, hey Chief, watch here. This is how it's done. Please.
No. It just happened. His son is 10, mine is 9, and I mean, at that age, they're individuals.
Yeah.
They just get along. It's actually quite seamless.
So,
yeah, holidays together, they're not a problem. Mm. I mean, she gets to be their sister, I get to be my best friend, and it just works beautifully.
Mm. So 35 years into your friendships, how many times have you had to lie for your friend? Hey, but Lawrence.
Yeah. No.
Off the record now.
I wouldn't say lie, but there are things that are between us, and friends, and it's secret space.
Okay.
And I think that's what's kept it intact. I think had we broken that just between the two of us, it would have compromised the friendship.
The fact that they are under classifieds, hey, Diplo friendship, 35 years. One tip you would give to anybody building a friendship and wanting to get to the 35 years. What is one tip for you?
I don't know. I think it's something that sort of happened.
Yeah.
To put it down to a tip, it's we've grown together and we sort of... grew in the same direction. And it's not about keeping in contact. I mean, there was a time where he went overseas and would not talk for months, and he comes back and back to normal. So just don't have expectations of constant communication or whatever. I mean, friendship is friendship. It's not about talking every day or in contact or knowing everything about the person. I mean, as long as they're there when you meet them, I mean, everyone plays a role in your life.
Yeah.
And And I think the only people who should be, or the only person that should be there all throughout is the person you married. But everybody else sort of fills in a specific gap in your life.
Yeah.
And I think managing those expectations has made it quite seamless over the years.
Sure. It's such a sober comment and a sober piece of advice is that you manage your expectations when it comes to friendships and also have a lot more grace when it comes to your friendships. Thank you, Bud Lawrence. Ne?
Indeed. Okay. Thanks.
Siabong. Thank Say hi to your friend. Ne?
No, it's
a good thing. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.